This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio, just about 7 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Friday morning, February the 23rd. I'm Joy Cardine. Good to have you along for our Friday Week in Review. We will review the top political news of the week with two guests from different political perspectives. But first, let's review the progress of our winter pledge drive with Wisconsin Public Radio's assistant talk director, Cheryl Gasser. Good morning again, Cheryl.
Good morning, Joy. We had a goal last hour, $6,000. How did we do?
We did better than that, $7,195. I love these interesting totals. So $7,195 raised so far. It's still counting, so that's wonderful. Thank you
Terrific.
So much for your pledges of support. We exceeded the goal for the 7 o'clock hour. Now it's the 8 o'clock hour. Now it's the Week in Review. This is one of the more popular programs on the Ideas Network. You tell us it is. So now the goal is even higher. $7,500, the goal for this particular hour of our pledge drive. And Cheryl, we have a couple of incentives as well for helping listeners get to the phone and call 1-800-383-9772, 1-800-383-9772, or on the web, WPR.org. Make a pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio, help pay for this program, and help us reach that goal, and we might get some extra bucks.
We have a challenge from existing members. They will pitch in an extra $500 when we reach our goal of $7,500 for this hour by 9 o'clock. And we'd love to do it sooner than later. It happens call by call, pledge by pledge. Phone in now, 800-383-9772. You can also pledge online, WPR.org. And we have an additional thank you gift, Joy, for anyone who pledges this hour. Any amount will get you, if you'd like it, the 2007 Legislative and Congressional Directory. It lists email, phone, address, websites for Wisconsin state and national lawmakers. If you'd like to contact your representative, let them know how you feel about a particular issue. This would be a great resource to have, and again, yours at any level with a pledge.
I'm looking in here to see if our guests are listed in here, and I know one of them is. Scott Fitzgerald, the state Senate Minority Leader, is one of our guests for the Week in Review this week. And Joe Winicky is also one of our guests. He's the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, a former state lawmaker, but I don't know if they list Joe in this legislative and congressional directory.
We'll
I don't think so.
We'll pencil it in.
We'll pencil it in. 1-800-383-9772. A pledge of any amount helps pay for the programming that you listen to on Wisconsin Public Radio. This is listener-supported radio. So pledge any amount to help pay for this service. We will send you, if you'd like, at the 2007 Legislative and Congressional Directory as a thank you for your pledge. And your pledge might also help us raise an extra $500 during this hour because we have a challenge going on. Existing members are trying to encourage you to call in a pledge. If we reach our goal of $7,500 by the end of this hour, existing members will up that by $500. So we always love to make these challenges and make this extra money. 1-800-383-9772, because if we make the extra money, we have more money to pay for this program.
Joy's show, you know, we cover politics from the inside out on this program. Today alone, you're going to hear from current representatives like Jeff Stone, legislative leaders like Scott Fitzgerald coming up this hour, and party heads like Joe Winicky, and you have the chance to talk to each and every one of them. Wisconsin Public Radio, it's such a unique service, the Ideas Network, Joy's program alone, 15 hours a week. We cover it all from politics to education, healthcare, the economy. It's a wonderful service, quality guests, great callers, and wonderful hosts like Joy. This is your chance to say thank you to her for the great job she does with your pledge of financial support, 800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
You know, Cheryl, this is one of my favorite programs to host anyway. Sometimes it's an easy program to do because I just have to bring up a topic and then we have two great guests who just kind of argue about it and I can sit back and relax and then bring some callers on. And it's fun to hear the two different perspectives, though, each and every week. Leo Durant and our other producers who help produce all of the morning and the Week in Review find really great guests every single day, and especially for the Week in Review. And you tell us via email and phone calls that this is one of your favorite programs because you like to hear us talk politics on the state, national, and international level. So How about ponying up now with a pledge of support? 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. WPR.org. Make a pledge of any amount. Help us reach our $7,500 goal and pick up this extra $500, the challenge that we have going on this hour. And if you'd like it, a pledge of any amount will also get you the thank you gift, the legislative and congressional directory for 2007 with all you need to know to contact your elected representatives.
You can pledge at the $10 a month or more level, and in addition to those two things, also get the member benefit card. It'll entitle you to 2-for-1 entrees at over 250 restaurants around the state of Wisconsin, and new last year, 2-for-1 admission to many arts and cultural events, theaters, museums, and the like. Our way to say thank you to you for supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. 1-800-383-9772. You can pledge on our website as well, WPR.org. It's safe and secure. Very easy. Easy to become a member of Wisconsin Public Radio to support the programming that you've come to count on day in, day out.
$540 raised so far toward that $7,500 goal. That's a wonderful start. Thank you very much. Thanks to Carol in Green Bay, who says that one of the reasons she supports Wisconsin Public Radio and called in a pledge this morning is the variety of guests from different perspectives. She says this is so much better than listening to one person all the time. Well, thank you very much, Carol. I'm glad you enjoy the variety of perspectives. We also heard from James in Marengo, who says, this is all I listen to. All I listen to is Wisconsin Public Radio. This forum is an honest way to get information. Thank you very much, James, for your call. How about you? When you call in your pledge at 1-800-383-9772, 1-800-383-9772, you help pay for this service and you let us know that you too put your money where your ears are and support the Week in Review and Wisconsin Public Radio. 1-800-383-9772.
Pledge because Joy's show helps you keep up to date on the news of the day and what's going on in state and national politics. Because the Week in Review is one of your favorite programs. Your week wouldn't be the same if you couldn't catch this 8 o'clock hour on Fridays. Great guests like Scott Fitzgerald and Joe Winicky. We have Ed Garvey, John Sharpless, Matt Rothschild. The list goes on and on. Guests who come back with us week after week to talk with us about the news of the day. They love Wisconsin Public Radio. They love this program. So do you, because you enjoy it. Pledge. Put your money where your ears are, as Joy said. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
Cheryl, $715 raised toward that $7,500 goal. So, you know, we have a great start going on here. You can call in throughout the hour, all hour long. It will help us reach that challenge if you do. But I'm going to let you go now, Cheryl, and we'll talk to you a little bit later in the hour. Thanks very much. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. You're tuned to the Week in Review, and I will welcome in our guests. But we're having a little bit of phone trouble with one of our guests, the cell phone that we're trying to contact Scott Fitzgerald on is not the greatest reception, so we're trying to find some other avenues so we can hear him. I guess it's so bad we can't even hear him. So we'll continue working on that, but let me welcome in Joe Winicky, the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. Good morning.
Good morning.
And we did ask the Republican Party of Wisconsin to supply a counterpart for you, Joe, and the party leadership was unable to join us today and recommended Scott Fitzgerald, the state Senate minority leader, a Republican from Juneau, who will be joining us, I hope, via telephone in just a few minutes. Let me remind listeners that you can call in with an issue to talk about at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890. And let me ask you, Joe Winicky, what strikes your fancy this week? What do you think is the most interesting or important news story of the week?
Well, I think right off the bat, as it is sadly every week, it's Iraq. And the fact that beyond the attempt to do this so-called surge, it's nothing short of amazing that at the time that we're going to try and add another 21,500 troops into Baghdad, our only real major ally in the region, Great Britain, is talking about a 25% cut in the next several months in their troop base. And they certainly do not have the southern part of Iraq under control. In fact, the Brits only move people at night by helicopter because they're afraid they're going to get shot at in the day. So it's not like that area is under control, as Condoleezza Rice and Dick Cheney will tell you. And, you know, it just never ends.
In the news this morning, U.S. Representative Paul Ryan from Wisconsin says the U.S. decision to send more than 21,000 troops to Iraq represents the last opportunity for success. Ryan just got back from his first trip to Iraq yesterday, I believe. Ryan traveled to Iraq as a part of a congressional delegation, and he says the next 6 months will determine whether the situation is winnable. What do you think?
Well, I'm glad to see that Congressman Ryan has gone to Iraq. I'm glad to see that he's saying that there has to be an end game to this. I mean, that's a start. But, you know, what happens when Dick Cheney and George Bush pull these guys' chain again? Because what always happens is they come up with some other reason or rationale or excuse to say that we're somehow winning this war. I mean, unbelievable. When Tony Blair goes to, you know, the House of Commons this week and says we're going to cut 25% of our force and hopefully have them all gone by the end of 08. And Dick Cheney and Condi Rice from various parts of the world where they're getting protested at are saying this is good. Well, I'm sorry. I went to a one-room schoolhouse. I guess that's the problem. I don't think like they do. But my goodness, everybody else is pulling out and we're beefing up.
Also in the news this morning, U.S. Senate Democrats are preparing legislation that could revoke the authorization for the war in Iraq. Majority Leader Harry Reid could present it to lawmakers next week when they return from break. So should Congress revoke the authorization for the war in Iraq?
Well, I mean, it's one way to go. I mean, as long as Mitch McConnell is saying we're not going to have a debate in the United States Senate, which is supposedly the world's greatest debating society, over this war in Iraq, I don't know what will happen. But I do know that the American people are no longer supportive of watching people coming back in body bags, watching almost $1 trillion get spent, money that could have been spent to fix Medicaid, could have been spent to fix Social Security, to provide health care for our citizens. And what they see is this never-ending saga over there. And, you know, I'm hoping that what the Democrats do, because I think you're going to have some fairly decent bipartisan support on this, is finally get it out so we know where people stand. If President Bush wants this to be his war, that's the way it may have to be. He's the commander-in-chief, and I respect that. But in the end, you have to have a situation where we know as the American people, Democrats, Republicans, independents, conservatives, liberals, whatever, where our elected officials stand, because this is just too important.
Let me take a short pause and again remind listeners that you can join in with your thoughts and questions about the news of the week during our Friday Week in Review by calling 1-800-642-1234 in Madison. Please use 263-1890. Our guest so far is Joe Winicky, chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin.
I'm going to win this. I'm going to win this debate today if this keeps up.
His debating partner, if we can reach him on an audible cell phone, is going to be Scott Fitzgerald, the state Senate minority leader, a Republican from Juneau.
Maybe I will lose this debate amongst myself. I don't know.
Well, we'll see if some callers want to debate
Excellent.
I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. Happy to have you along. Hope you stay tuned. Let me remind you that it's our winter pledge drive, your opportunity to call in a pledge during the Week in Review. Pledge of any amount, we will send you as a thank you gift the 2007 Legislative and Congressional Directory with all of the information you need to know to contact your elected representatives. Call in a pledge at 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. Help us reach a $7,500 goal this hour with your pledge of support of any amount. Right now, just about $1,000 raised toward that goal, and it's important to reach the goal this hour in particular because we have a challenge grant going on, an extra $500 will be tossed in the pot by existing members who want to encourage you to support Wisconsin Public Radio. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. It's our Friday Week in Review when we usually talk with two guests from different perspectives. Right now, we have Joe Winicky, chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, as our one guest from the left, as we sometimes say, and Scott Fitzgerald, State Senate Minority Leader, a Republican from Juneau, scheduled to join us and planning on joining us. However, the cell phone that he is by is not giving us a great reception, so we are trying to reach him on a better phone. But in the meantime, Joe Winicky, we do have callers who want to talk with you. Is that okay?
Works for me.
All right. Kathy in Wapaka. Hi, you're on the air.
Thanks for taking my call. Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Joy.
Good morning.
Isn't it funny that we're not even allowed to debate sending a surge or sending more money over to Iraq?
Well, like, Kathy, you and I get to.
Yeah, that's good. But my Lord, I kind of thought part of the reason, one of the freedoms that we have in this society is freedom to debate. And that's allegedly what our soldiers go to fight for, to protect. Isn't it kind of ironic?
Yeah, I agree. I agree, Kathy. And, you know, I think that the Republicans in the U.S. Senate are, it's kind of almost a Machiavellian mind game that's going on here, that somehow they think that the American people won't pay attention if there's not a debate, and therefore they're using their parliamentary rules, which, by the way, the Democrats used to use similar rules on things that, on cloture. So it's not that it's partisan, but this is such an important issue that I think that people who continue to stifle debate will eventually pay a very major price at the polls in their next election. Because unless I'm missing something, we're not leaving Iraq anytime soon.
Yeah, and that's, you know, some might say, so why is it so important, Joe Winicky, that non-binding resolution was meaningless?
Well, for the people who say that the resolution is meaningless, I think they're dead wrong. I think it sends a crystal clear message to the president, provided that it is bipartisan, provided that Senator Warner and Senator Coleman and Senator Snow and Collins and others, Senator Hagel, Voinovich, and the Republicans that are saying this war is a mistake at this point, side with that, because eventually what it has to say is that the president's not listening to the American people, and at some point things have to change. This is the first step in a multi-phase process. It is not meaningless. For the will of the Congress, which controls the purse, to say to this president, we're no longer going to support you in this escalation, is very important.
Let's welcome in Vicki in Portage. Hi, Vicki.
Hello there. Thank you for taking my call. I would just love it if you would please discuss President Bush's comment that money trumps peace. I didn't see that, actually, but I was told about it, and that he sort of snickered and had a strange reaction to that. So I was wondering if you could talk about that.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm
not familiar with that quote, but I think I know the concept behind it. And it's like President Bush when he says, I'm the decider. Mm. And it doesn't matter what the rest of the world says. It doesn't matter what NATO says. It doesn't matter what world opinion says. It doesn't matter what the United States Congress says. It doesn't matter what the American people say. I'm the commander-in-chief. I'm the decider. Well, that would be fine if he was deciding once in a while on behalf of the will of the American people, but he's not.
Yeah. Thank you, Vicki, for the call. We will go to Eric in Appleton now. Hi, Eric. You're on the air.
Good morning. I just want to clear up the whole Mitch McConnell doesn't want to debate issue. The way I understand it, there's more than one bill that the Republicans wanted to add to it, so it was a debate on every issue in Iraq, and the Democrats were the ones that said, no, it's just going to be this and nothing else. So in fact, it's the Democrats who are stopping the debate, not the Republicans.
You are drinking the Kool-Aid, Eric, aren't you?
No, you're a nut.
Oh, Eric, now
I started that, so it's fair.
Yeah,
it's fair.
We were just trying to Eric, let me put Eric's question in a different vein. The Republicans wanted to vote on a resolution,
right,
one though that would promise not to defund the troops. Now,
right,
what would be so wrong with promising not to defund the troops, Joe Winicky?
Well, we're not going to defund the troops. When have we ever defunded the troops? I mean, that is a That is a straw man argument. The larger question is, we were going to debate a resolution that had bipartisan support. Senator Hagel was supportive. Senator Warner was supportive. It was largely Senator Warner, the Republican senator from Virginia, the former chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, that had written most of this draft. We were going to put it forward. And what the Republicans tried to do is say, well, you know, we've got three or four other options. Therefore, you know, unless you're going to let us debate everything the way we want it, even though you're in the minority, we're going to take our ball and go home. I mean, John McCain thought it was so important, he campaigned in Iowa.
Yeah. Thank you, Eric. And again, no offense there.
I started that, so Eric's fine.
Russell and Eau Claire, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I just wanted to ask a simple question. I haven't heard whether or not, are they going to send those, quote, extra troops over, or are they not going to send those troops? And if they are, approximately when are they going to send them?
I thought they were already there.
Well,
or
no,
some of them.
A portion are. Yeah. I think, Russell, they've got about 4,000 or 5,000 of that 21,500 already in Baghdad. It takes a while because we have strained our armed forces so much. I mean, just this week they announced that they're going to speed up National Guard and Reserve recalls again, so that our National Guard and Reserves are going to have to spend even more time in Iraq, which was not the notion of being in the Guard and Reserves was not to be full time Army or full time Marine, and probably 25% or so of that force is already there, which is another reason why it's so imperative to have a debate in the Congress before all of them are there, because the argument is once they're there, you have to fund them because we don't want to be unkind to our troops, which I agree. And of course, you want to talk about unkind, can we talk about Walter Reed Medical Hospital?
Yeah, there was some pretty crummy conditions as reported by the Washington Post.
We have troops that have been maimed and you know, horribly injured that are living in squalor on Walter Reed Medical Hospital, which is a wonderful medical facility, but you know what? How could this be under anybody's watch? Why didn't George Bush march down to Walter Reed and say, "This will not be condoned on my watch"? It's sad.
We have lots of other calls on this, but we need to talk about some other issues too. So we'll move on to some kind of a bad transition, but I'm sure Governor Doyle is. How's Governor Doyle doing? Do you know Joe Winnicke had some hip surgery?
He says he's playing basketball in a couple months. You know, the governor's a trim and youthful 61, and he could probably run circles around me already, but he's doing fine. You know, the new hip replacement, that's not replacement anymore, it's this finishing stuff. I know several people have had it. He'll be in fighting trim in no time, and he's running the state. We're doing fine. Everything is good.
Well, while he was having that hip surgery, the legislature was up to some business, and it says here in one of the stories that partisan tensions are high right now. They're bubbling to the surface as... Let's see here. Lawmakers arguing over voter identification, sick leave, and the governor's veto powers. So let's tick some of these off here. An assembly subcommittee yesterday passed a resolution that would put a referendum question on the ballot that would ask voters, do you want to mandate voter ID at the polls, a photo ID at the polls? What about that one?
Well, it's not going to become law. I mean... You mandate a voter ID so that you can reduce minority participation and disabled people's participation in the process. By the way, they tend to vote Democratic. Not all, but they tend to vote that way. This is an attempt to suppress the vote by the Republicans. They didn't win this debate when they controlled the legislature in both houses. They certainly aren't going to win this debate today.
Well, Republicans will say, and I'll play Scott Fitzgerald's role this hour, that you know this is just common sense, and you have to show an ID for everything else in the world. You should show it to vote, and most people in this state would vote yes if this were on the ballot.
Well, and maybe they would, but if you think about it, Wisconsin historically has the second highest amount of voter participation in the country. I think it's Iowa or Minnesota is right there with us every time. It's in part because we have things like allowing you to register at the polls that you can have either somebody corroborate, you know, who you are or show something with your current address on it. We did create this provisional ballot provision, which has been modestly successful, not have be used very heavily. But somehow, I mean, not everybody has a driver's license. This idea that in order to be able to do what ought to be everybody's right to vote, we have to make them go through hurdles. I just think it's silly.
The Democrats apparently don't want to have Governor Doyle lose his so-called Frankenstein veto. How come?
Well, you know, I noticed they didn't want to do this when it was Scott McCallum and Tommy Thompson, the Republicans. I actually think that there's room for compromise on this veto debate. But, you know, all they need to do is take it out of the current climate, put a later date on the implementation of this. And my guess is you'd have bipartisan support for it. But, you know, what the Republicans are trying to do is make this Governor Doyle, Governor Doyle, Governor Doyle. Boy, they sure must not remember Count Dracula Thompson. Tommy's the one who perfected this thing.
We'll talk about Governor Thompson, former Governor Thompson, in just a bit. What about the sick leave benefit that lawmakers have? Republicans say, we don't need this. The normal taxpayer doesn't have something like this. Let's get rid of it. But they say Democrats are trying to keep this benefit.
Well, sick leave is a bad idea. And look, I have a sick leave benefit. I don't know how much it's worth. Because I've been out of the legislature for 8 years, but it's worth something. And I'm actually glad I have it. But what they did here is, if you don't support sick leave for public employees, then why are they only picking on legislators, judges, and district attorneys? By the way, I don't know a district attorney in this state who doesn't work their tail off. And, you know, and they start... But they're doing this because they think they can curry voter favor. The larger issue should be that if you're sick, you ought to have to claim the sick leave benefit you have. I think that's where the assembly, I think Speaker Hipsch and Senator Robson, the majority leader, have come up with that, with a plan to do that. And when legislators misuse that in the past, shame on them. But yeah, if you're sick, you ought to have a sick leave benefit, and you ought to claim it.
Well, those were just three of the issues that...
there are a lot bigger issues coming.
Yeah, that came to the surface.
Boy,
came
if this is as
surface.
Good as we get in the legislature, voter ID, sick leave, and the Frankenstein veto, the voters are going to be pretty bored by April.
Well, what about the Republicans who are saying they're going to make sure that Governor Doyle doesn't tax every man, woman, and child in Wisconsin an extra, whatever, $300 a year?
Well, you know, that every man, woman, and child must be a heavy smoker who loves ExxonMobil and is renewing their driver's license every 5 minutes or something. Because for 90% of the people in this state, the fee increases that the governor proposed, and I will submit, there is not a single income or sales tax hike there, are peanuts. In return, and by the way, he's also cutting taxes over 4 years to the tune of an excess of $1 billion as well. They don't talk about that. But here's the issue. The governor has said we are going to have a fiscally responsible budget. We are going to stop this notion of passing all the spending into future legislatures. He is reducing the structural deficit way down, and he has come up with a couple of valued priorities. Children in the state are going to have health care. And kids are going to have quality education from pre-kindergarten through college. My challenge to the Republicans, and if Scott Fitzgerald was here or whoever the Republican Party is refusing to debate with this week, everywhere I go on a show they won't debate, is if you don't like kids' health care, if you don't like making sure that K-12 education is funded, keeping property taxes down, if you don't like the big increase in financial aid, tell me where you're going to cut. Because if you want to defend ExxonMobil, and you want to defend RGR and Nabisco, you go right ahead, Mr. and Mrs. Republican. But this governor and the Democrats in legislature's priorities are about kids, health care, and college.
Yeah,
and I was rolling.
You were rolling, and I do want to thank Scott Fitzgerald for agreeing to come on during this program.
It's his phone problem. But yeah, where's the Republican Party?
Yeah, I think Leo Duran's judgment that we wouldn't be able to hear him on the cell phone, so that's why he's not.
That's why
on
he's
with us
your
now.
Producer.
Yeah, that's right. let's talk about the primary this week.
Yes.
First of all, 7% voter turnout. That sounds pretty bad. Yeah,
that's pretty pathetic.
What's going on? How come we don't vote?
I wish I knew. Mm-hmm. Now, in this case, there were not a ton of contested races out there. I know on my own ballot, because Joy, I did vote.
Mm-hmm, I did too.
There was just the Supreme Court race. And the Supreme Court race, because Linda Clifford chose to save her financial resources to the general election, was really one-sided, where only Annette Ziegler, the conservative candidate, She spent about $500,000. So the results in the primary are not surprising to me. The turnout is really sad. And I wish there were, you know, a better way, but for some reason, people just don't seem to think these primaries matter. And oftentimes, the primary is more important than the general.
Yeah. There are some who are saying that Linda Clifford, who saved her money for the general election, is now in really, I don't know, dire straits, that this is, it was a 2-to-1 margin that Annette Ziegler defeated, or I shouldn't say defeated, but had 2-to-1 the votes over Linda Clifford. Linda Clifford in such a deficit she can't recover from it?
Well, you know, when she wins in April, they're all going to say, God, was that a smart campaign strategy? I'm not affiliated with that campaign. It's a nonpartisan race. I believe, from everything I know, is that they felt that in order to be able to compete against what's likely to be the independent expenditures from the Wisconsin manufacturers and others, at the end they had to hoard their cash. That's their decision. I don't think that the fact that a roughly 200,000 people voted in the whole state when in the governor's race a few months ago, over 2 million people voted, is going to be indicative of the April election. But she's got to get going. She's got to work. And I hope it's a wake-up call to a lot of people who should understand. And this is my clarion call to anybody who listens. The current Supreme Court has a 4-to-3 conservative bent. If you believe in a little more progressive, a little more mainstream philosophy on the court, this election's going to matter.
Yeah. Well, look what we have. We have your debating partner with, with a few minutes left to go in the program.
Wait till you tell Scott we've got 4 minutes left.
Scott Fitzgerald is the state Senate minority leader, a Republican from Juneau, who was recommended by the Republican Party of Wisconsin to join us this morning. And we do appreciate the fact that he found a landline and called in. Going out of his way to join us. Thank you so much for being with us.
Yeah, I'm in northern Wisconsin. There's not as many landlines as there used to be, I think. I'm not sure it's gone. I used to listen to Senator Winicky debate himself all the time.
I was going to say something about that myself, Scott.
Yeah.
Well, we were just talking about the primary when you called in Senator Fitzgerald, and I wonder if you want to talk about the low voter turnout or the results of the state Supreme Court race.
Yeah, interesting, especially from my perspective in kind of that middle ground between southeastern Wisconsin and Dane County there. Good turnout numbers, and it sounds like it's going to be a real race. And from what I've been told, it looks like $1 million race, if not more. So
I think more. I think more, Scott.
Yeah. So it's going to be probably once again fought over the airwaves, and we'll kind of see how it turns out.
Let me bring in a caller who's been waiting, Art in Appleton. Hi, Art. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Joy, and good morning to your guests. I wanted to just get back to the voter ID issue, if I may.
Sure.
Good. Thank you. I was thinking that because of the things that Representative Winicky mentioned, the way that we've made voting so easy over the years with the voter registration at the polls, showing up with a utility bill or something of that nature, and the provisional ballots. I still have something that I found on the Students for Democratic Society website from the 2000 election, which was a call for voters to run across the state into Wisconsin from Minnesota and other states. They were looking for host families to drive people around to different polls so that they could vote. And, because of the fact that we've made so many other, put in so many other provisions to help people vote, I think it's the exact reason why we need a voter ID.
All right, let's get Joe Winicky to respond to that.
I didn't know this SDS still existed. I guess they do. I still think that voting should be a right and it should be easy. And I want to know where we have prosecuted successfully people for voting illegally, with the possible exception of one candidate for the state Senate last year.
Yeah. Senator Fitzgerald.
Well, this is an issue that we'll continue to bring up. I think mainly because it's a popular idea that if you talk to the average Joe on the street, they say, Yeah, I don't think that's too high a standard to simply make sure that people are who they say they are. And just this week, Democrats had on their agenda, although they pulled the bill back, another idea that Senator Risser is floating about letting 17-year-olds vote. And we say if you're going to make sure that there's even more citizens of Wisconsin able to vote, let's bring back the photo ID concept again. It's not something that I think is too much of a hurdle to overcome to be able to prove that person, especially in the environment we're in, where we have seen some voter fraud throughout the state. It just seems like a common sense idea to us.
Where is this fraud, Scott?
Well, it's certainly in Milwaukee is documented. And when you look at some more isolated cases in northern Wisconsin, there's DAs that are willing to prosecute. It's become partisan, though, and that's really, I think, the problem. This shouldn't be a partisan issue, yet it's turned into that.
Now, let me, Senator Fitzgerald, ask you, since I asked Joe Winicky to start, what he wanted to talk about first in terms of the most important issue or interesting issue of the week. Let me let you conclude the program with what issue you want to talk about that you think is the most important of the week.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt that what we saw in the Florida Senate this week related to the governor's veto powers, was a disappointment. We missed an opportunity. You know, back in 93, when Tommy Thompson had this and was utilizing it to strike one letter at a time, that was changed. And there were many legislators that thought at that point we should have gone further. This is not a partisan issue, and that's what I tried to explain on the floor of the Senate. This is an issue about the legislative branch having just as much authority as the executive branch. Governor Doyle took it to a new level by actually appropriating with the veto in the last budget, and that's what we're most concerned about. It really undermines the Joint Committee on Finance as they look at individual proposals in the budget and ultimately what both houses will vote on. That's really the problem. This is about a separation of powers between both branches of government.
Isn't it that, Joe Winicky?
Well, I just think that as far as issues go, I think there, as I said earlier on the air, I think there's a potential for a compromise here. If it's not just going to be about trying to embarrass Governor Doyle, I think a compromise can be made here. But, you know, when it comes down to it, if the big issues of the day are voter ID and the Frankenstein veto, when we're losing how many people in Iraq and we have $1 trillion being spent, we have huge budget deficits, our position in the world stinks. Well, I guess it's a question of where your priorities are, and I think our priorities should be elsewhere.
Well, I can't wait for the Democrats to roll out their agenda. They've talked about we did nothing on health care. The Republicans were beat over the head in the state Senate about doing nothing on health care for the last 2 years, and yet the Democrats have their first press conference this week, and it was some very minimal consumer protection items. Because guess what? They don't have a plan, and they haven't been working
on the governor's budget
for 2 years.
It's in the governor's budget.
No. If you think that Senator Decker and Senator Robeson are going to go along with what the governor's out there touting, you're mistaken. That
well,
is
I'm
not going to be
Scott,
their plan.
Scott, I don't want to argue, but I have a sneaking suspicion that I might know more about what might be happening between the Democrats and the Senate and the governor than you do.
Oh, I don't know. I just saw Senator Decker, and we've had a discussion about $1.25 on cigarettes. He's not going there. I think I know
where are the
Senator
cuts
Bransky
then? Where are the cuts, Scott? Where are you going to cut?
We don't need cuts. What we need to do is have a refocus on exactly where we are. $1.6 billion deficit, $1.75 billion in spending. That is not going to fly. It's not going to fly in either House or the legislature.
Then you have to cut, and I've yet to hear a Republican in the last 10 years tell me where they're going to actually cut.
Well, if you consider $425 million being moved into K-12 education a cut, then right, you're doing the Washington math. That got Congress in trouble. You know, we're not talking about
no,
cuts.
But if you're not going to fund these programs, you have to cut the spending, show. Scott. It's that simple.
And we're going to have to cut this discussion short because of our pledge drive business that we have to conduct. And I'm sorry, Senator Fitzgerald, that you didn't get equal time today. We do appreciate you being with us, though.
Thank you.
Thanks, Scott.
Yeah, Scott Fitzgerald and Joe Winicky, thank you very much for being here, too. We'll talk to you again soon, I'm sure. Joe Winicky, the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, and Scott Fitzgerald, who is the state Senate's minority leader. Our guests this week for the Week in Review. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, along with the Assistant Director of Talk Programming at Wisconsin Public Radio, Cheryl Gasser. Good morning again, Cheryl.
Hello, Joy.
We have raised so far $1,030 toward a $7,500 goal. That's a good start, but we only have 12 minutes left in the hour to reach the $7,500 goal and to get the extra $500, which is our challenge grant put up by some existing members to Wisconsin Public Radio who want to encourage you to go to the phone to support this program, to support this service. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. Please go to the phone or to the web, WPR.org, and make a contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio. Help pay for this program, this service, and help us reach our goal for this hour.
We keep you up to date on a variety of issues through the week: politics, the economy, healthcare, education, the environment. The list goes on and on. What is that kind of coverage worth to you? The Week in Review alone is worth a pledge of support, not to mention the other 14 hours a week that Joy does. Put a number on it. We don't ask you for a minimum amount. There's no maximum. It's completely up to you. What is Wisconsin Public Radio worth to you? This hour, your money will go that much further with that challenge grant. We're only going to get that $500 from existing members if we meet the goal this hour. And it is a hefty one, $7,500. But we know we can do it, that we can review a popular program. We hear that from listeners during open lines. We hear that from people via mail and email comments, calls to audience services. It's a popular program. So please put your money where your ear is with your pledge of support.
And I'm sorry, we had a few technical difficulties, as they say, with a poor telephone line to one of our guests, but we did certainly, he went out of his way to find a different phone, find a landline, call in, so he could at least participate for the last part of the program, because we know that you appreciate hearing, especially during the Week in Review, guests from different perspectives, from one from the right and one from the left. We like to debate the issues. You get to hear both sides of, and we know there are more than two sides to many issues, but at least during the Week in Review, you hear two sides to the issues from two different guests from different political perspectives. What's that worth to you? Is that worth a pledge of, oh, I don't know, how about $10 a month? How about a $120 pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio? We don't have any set levels. You get to decide, but that's about the average pledge, $120 a year. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. And that's why at that level we have a special a benefit if you call in a pledge of $10 a month or more.
And it is the member benefit card. It will allow you to get 2-for-1 entrees at restaurants all around the state of Wisconsin. Also 2-for-1 ticket, 2-for-1 admission to museums and symphonies. It's a benefit of membership. We know you pledge for the program like the Week in Review, but it's an additional way to say thank you for your support. Again, that is yours for a pledge of $10 or more per month. Pledge because Joy's show keeps you up to date on what's going on in politics here in Wisconsin, around the nation, around the world. The Week in Review, think of some of the wonderful guests that you've heard from today. Joe Winicky and Scott Fitzgerald, John Sharpless, Ed Garvey, Ann Althaus, Owen Robinson, Matt Rothschild. The list goes on and on. Mm-hmm. And this program's been going strong for years because, Joy, of listener support.
That's right. Listener support from listeners like you who value this program, who value this service, who probably listen to a lot of other programs on Wisconsin Public Radio, too. But you're listening right now. You understand that Wisconsin Public Radio is listener-supported radio. You are the most important part of Wisconsin Public Radio's budget, and we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't be this service without your contributions. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. Or pledge on the web at WPR.org. Pledge any amount. If it's the 120 level, we will send you that member benefit card, but any pledge of any amount, if you'd like it, we will also send along our special thank you for this hour during the Week in Review, the 2007 Legislative and Congressional Directory, something that no political junkie should be without.
1-800-383-9772, online at WPR.org. Either way you pledge, it is quick, it is easy. You'll be done in 2-3 minutes, and you have many payment options. You can send us a check. We can put it on your credit card over the phone or on the website. We can send you a bill. So many different options. It really is teamwork. Joy does an amazing job as the host of the program. The producers like Leo and Karen and Carmen are top-notch guests. Callers like you, listeners like you, It's a team effort. And of course, listener supporters who pledge their financial support to help keep programs like this going strong. 800-383-9772.
7 minutes left to go in the hour. And while I'm hearing the phones ringing, we're not seeing the tally upping very much on our tally board here. $1,030 raised toward that $7,500 goal. So we're really, really, really going to need your help to make that goal and get the extra $500, the challenge grant from existing members to Wisconsin Public Radio. Contributors to Wisconsin Public Radio who threw some extra in a pot to say, we want to encourage others to join us. We want to encourage others to join the Wisconsin Public Radio family. And during this Week in Review hour, we're going to put up this extra $500. If the hourly goal is met, the extra $500 goes in the pot. If it's not, it doesn't go in the pot. So help it go in the pot. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. You know what, Cheryl? This might be the time where we're really going to have to encourage those of you with a generous pledge to call in and maybe go cruising with us this summer.
That is right, Joy. On June 30th, a Saturday afternoon, we will be cruising around on Lake Monona here in Madison. You'll be there. I'll be there. Gene Faraca, Larry Meal. There'll be food, there'll be drinks, there'll be Wisconsin Public Radio trivia. We'll cruise around for a couple hours, mix and mingle. Then after that, get off the boat and go to Larry Mueller's house for some wonderful desserts. His wife, Renee, a terrific pastry chef. It'll really be a wonderful event. And you can have two tickets to that event. We only have 25 pair of tickets, so it is limited. Two tickets for $100 a month, $1,200 a year. Is Wisconsin Public Radio worth that to you? Because it is. Please pledge now, 800-383-9772. You can also pledge online for those tickets at WPR.org.
Yeah, this cruise sold out last summer, and it is hopefully going to be the same situation this year. We hope to hear from you if you'd like to go on that cruise for the $100 a month level. We hope to hear from you at the $10 a month level if you'd like the member benefit card. We hope to hear from you at any level whatsoever. A pledge of any amount, a contribution of any amount will get you, if you'd like it, the 2007 Legislative and Congressional Directory. It has all of the contact information for your U.S. Senators, your U.S. House of Representative, and your state assembly people and state senators. So find out how to contact people like Scott Fitzgerald, who was just our guest this hour, to tell him what you really think. Call 1-800-383-9772, 1-800-383-9772, or WPR.org. Time is very limited for us to make this challenge grant and for you to help out Wisconsin Public Radio.
If we make the goal this hour, $7,500, an additional $500 coming our way from existing members to Wisconsin Public Radio, members who want to encourage you to help us reach that goal. And these hourly goals are so important. The only way we're going to make our overall goal and stay on track, stay fiscally healthy here at Wisconsin Public Radio, is hour by hour, pledge by pledge, with your call or your pledge on the web, WPR.org. 800-383-9772 is the number to call.
Joe and Jody in Oconomowoc, thank you so very much for calling in a pledge. Only program that I listen to. I think it's the only station that she listens to, but if this is the only program you listen to, thank you very much. Great news coverage, great guests, great host. Thank you so much, Joe and Jody. We really appreciate hearing from you. Brenda in Neshota, our main source of news and our primary radio station, thank you very much for calling in your pledge too, Brenda. How about you? 1-800-383-9772, 1-800-383-9772, or WPR.org. Call in a pledge of any amount. Please be as generous as you can so we can reach this goal of $7,500 and get the extra $500 challenge grant.
And I just want to echo, Joy, what Jody and Joe said, that you do an amazing job. How many people, how many of us could come in each morning, cover three diverse topics, get up to speed on the issue, talk intelligently with guests who are tops in their field, bring in a mix of callers, do it all with skill and personality? You're simply one of the best hosts on the radio. And you, listener, can let Joy know that. You can let her know that. that with your pledge of financial support during this show in the last few minutes of the Week in Review. 800-383-9772 or online WPR.org.
Well, thank you very much, Cheryl, and I'm blushing, but you and Leo Duran and Karen Prager and Carmen Jackson are the best producers around who find the great guests that we hear from each morning, who call search all over the world, for that matter, to find the very best guest and get a lot of the background information that's needed to host these programs. So your pledge helps pay for all that and says thank you to our great producers as well. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. One more minute to go for us, at least to ask, though you can call through the news.
1-800-383-9772. Not only do we have the best hosts, the best producers, the best guests, we have the best callers and the best listeners.
That's right.
Listener support. We could not do what we do without you. Thank you if you're already a member. If not, please call now. Be as generous as you can. The amount is completely up to you, and every amount is welcome. Every pledge is important. 800-383-9772.
And again, a pledge of any amount, if you'd like it. You don't have to have it, but if you want it, the 2007 Legislative and Congressional Directory, we thought this would be something that a Week in Review listener would enjoy having, to contact all of your elected representatives and politicians to know exactly how to get a hold of them, email, phone numbers, the whole bit. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. I'm not sure we're going to make that $7,500 goal, but your call, your pledge will get us closer. 1-800-383-9772. I'm Joy Cardine with Cheryl Gasser, and this is the Ideas Network.